Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome into the program the man of many hats as Atlanta United makes a serious run at a postseason spot. Man, who, Hugh, last weekend got to, he lived the sweet life.
Baller, yeah. Ballerific. He was in the baller suite.
Mike Connie joining us this morning. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So with two games left for Atlanta United, where do they stand so far, Mike?
Well, they're ninth in the East. They're 2 points below the playoff line. The issue is that a bunch of the teams they're chasing have games in hand, which means they will play one or two more games than Atlanta United, which means they have one or two more opportunities than Atlanta United to earn points. And Atlanta United's already in a trailing position. So, look, Atlanta United's playing their best soccer of the season by far right now. They've played great. They've had, a great week where they earned seven of a possible 9 points. They played Philadelphia to a draw. Philadelphia is, I think, pretty much unquestionably the best team in the league. It's a team that Atlanta lost to 4-1 a couple weeks ago, so you see improvement. All that's good. But the math just looks really, really grim right now, guys. It looks like it's going to be too little too late unless two of the teams that Atlanta United is chasing in that 4 or 5-team group have pretty epic collapses. And that's possible, but it looks less and less likely after some of the results that happened across the league on Saturday and Sunday.
What is it that has sparked this revival among the Five Stripes late in the year?
I think continuity, John. I think they've stayed healthy. They've had the luxury of 4 straight matches now where they've been able to deploy the same starting lineup, and that's really, really critical. Not only to build continuity, but to build a little bit of chemistry as well. And injuries have been a major part of the story this year for Atlanta United. They've had horrendous luck with injuries, and it started very early in the year, and it continues, and it still continues today. I mean, they're still playing without Brad Guzan and Miles Robinson and Emerson Hyndman, among others. So I think just the fact, John, that they've been able to roll the same starting lineup a couple matches in a row now, and the fact that Thiago Almada has really blossomed into one of the best players in the league over the second half of the season, that's why you're seeing Atlanta United playing the best soccer they've played all year right now.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99.9 The Game. Mike Conte, the man of many hats.
Let's shift gears a little bit, Mike Conte. How about your Nittany Lions this weekend going down there in Alabama to take care of business?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anything like that. I thought we'd be very, very fortunate to win. Auburn is clearly not the Auburn of, 4 or 5 years ago. That is a program that has really fallen on some hard times, but I believe Penn State is the first Big Ten team to ever win a game in that stadium. From the Penn State perspective, I mean, it's a program that expects to be competing nationally every year, but that's the first time Penn State has won in an SEC stadium since 1990, I believe, when they won at Alabama. So it's a big accomplishment for Penn State. You guys know how I feel about the Nittany Lions and the leadership of that program, and I always tend to temper my expectations when it comes to Penn State because they and their head coach tend to let me down every year. But so far, so good. I just hope they don't have a letdown against Central Michigan this week because, I feel like Central Michigan and the Northwestern to follow, it could be par for the course, but a letdown game is coming. But Penn State can run the football better than they've been able to run the football in years, and I would even argue they, as a team, have a better running game now than maybe they had in 2016 and 17 when Saquon Barkley was there.
You know, you might be uniquely qualified to answer this next question there, Mike, being a Penn State guy. Jeff Collins obviously is on a flaming, burning, lava-melting hot seat at Georgia Tech.
Nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear. That's a good word. And so some of the tech places are starting to line up, you know, who potentially could be the next head coach. And one name that has surfaced that makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways is Bill O'Brien. You know,
yes, it does. And
he stepped into a quagmire at Penn State, the whole Joe Paterno thing. What is your impression of Bill O'Brien? Would he be a fit at Tech?
Bill O'Brien can get a program turned around in a year. Bill O'Brien took a Penn State program that I think was down to like 45 scholarship players in the wake of all the sanctions in the summer of 2012, and he won 8 games with them. And if he had a kicker, they probably would have gone 10-2 and won their division in the Big Ten his first year. You know, the thing about Bill O'Brien, and I know he has a reputation from his time with the Houston Texans, and he's not very highly thought of by NFL fans, but as far as a college coach is concerned, what Bill O'Brien does a masterful job of is evaluating the talent on his roster and game planning and scheming to fit the level of talent that he has. And I think from that standpoint, from a game plan standpoint, he can outcoach a lot of coaches in the Atlantic Coast Conference. The problem with Bill O'Brien is that he doesn't really enjoy doing a lot of the things that you have to do as a Power 5 college football coach, which is shake hands with alumni, do fundraisers, you know, make appearances at dinners all over the state, things like that. Bill O'Brien just wants to coach. He doesn't necessarily want to be a CEO. But from a coaching standpoint, boy, if Georgia Tech could bring Bill O'Brien back to the Flats, and he was an assistant under George O'Leary, I think he could get that thing turned around very, very quickly. Is it going to achieve the level of buzz, though, John, that maybe Georgia Tech and some of their fans want to achieve? You know, maybe they need to make a sexy hire to attract a little more attention and create a little more buzz on the Flats, a sexy hire like, say, an Urban Meyer.
Deion Sanders.
Mm.
Urban Meyer. I don't know if Deion's realistic. I have always gotten the opinion that Deion, his next destination is going to be Florida State. And now, you know, Norvell seems to finally be getting things going there. They've had a pretty good start, so maybe that's off the table. But John, to your point, I mean, yes, that type of hire. I don't know if Deion would come to Georgia Tech necessarily, but that type of hire might be what that program needs. If Georgia Tech wants to win 9 games a year, hire Bill O'Brien. If Georgia Tech wants to fill that stadium every week, hire Deion Sanders or Urban Meyer.
Morning Show with John and Hugh. We're talking to Mike Conley, the man of many hats. Mike, just kind of looking ahead here, I want to go back to United. You're on the road at New England, so all you can do is all you can do. Win these last couple of games. Yeah. Granted, they're going to be difficult when you're talking about New England and NYCFC. Can they go to New England and win in the fit that they're in right now?
Oh, absolutely they can go to New England and win. I think, in fact, they might even be favored to win in that match. New England really, really leaking oil down the stretch. Atlanta United playing very well. They have the confidence now knowing that they can get a road win. They played in a way more difficult atmosphere a week ago in Orlando than what they're going to face in New England. Again, remember, that's October 1st, so that's not this weekend.
It's next weekend.
Absolutely, they can go to New England. And, John, you're right. That's all they can control right now. If they win at New England next Saturday, then they'll have to step back and wait and see what happens with Columbus and with Miami and Cincinnati. And they're going to need some help in those matches to basically determine if they're going to have a chance on decision day. But all Atlanta United can do right now is control what's in front of them, and that starts by beating the Revolution.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it, Bob.
You the man.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.